Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Angel Antics. Sorry I'm a little bit late calling in, but I just have had a busy, busy day. Want to thank you all for coming here today. This is your host, Eileen Powers, along with my other host, DC Love. Hi, DC. Are you out there?
You know what? I am, Eileen. Hello. I'm so happy to be here. I don't know about you, but I've had a couple crazy days. The last 2 days have been really, like, amazingly crazy for me. So I don't know what's going on. Yesterday, I stared down a mountain lion, and then I sent him a little love, and he went away.
Uh-huh.
He was probably about 100 feet. He was standing, like, 100 feet from me, so I didn't move. I just stared into his eyes, and I sent him love, and then he finally decided to go wherever he was going, so... That was the first thing. And then this morning when I was giving some readings, Ginger took me. I astral traveled first. I ended up on Sesame Street with her and Ernie. I don't know where Bert was. And then I ended up on the Good Ship Lollipop with Ginger and Shirley Temple. And there were lemon stands everywhere, Eileen. And I could hear hasta la vista, baby. Ginger saying, we're gone. We're taking a trip. And we're leaving our cares behind. And that was really cool. And the message from Shirley was, it doesn't matter where you go or what you do, just take a break and let your dreams set sail. Keep calm and drink lemonade, unless, of course, you know, you want to add Joan Rivers to the mix. In that case, when life gives you lemonade, find someone whose life has given them vodka and have a party. But either way, have some fun. So that was a crazy couple of days.
Woo-hoo. Well, I've had a crazy couple of days. We won't go into all that. It's just so much. But I will say that one thing that came out of the craziness is that my son is here, and he and my daughter Rachel are helping me. Of course, they're younger and much abler. So they're doing most of the hard labor as helping me refinish a couple of hardwood floors to help me sell my house. So I'm pretty excited about
that. That was amazing.
And
they look beautiful, Eileen. The floors look amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's only the beginning. I mean, that's just getting going. They're actually...
Yeah.
I was really surprised when we pulled out the carpet how nice the hardwood floors underneath really were. So...
Awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just really thrilled and grateful and blessed that they are here and they're helping me, and we're getting it done. I did get distracted. I was in there getting some goo-offs from carpet goo and lost track of time. That's why I arrived late on our show today.
Hey, so, that's all right. The angels want to send blessings to your family. They're really, you know, happy that, you know, they're there helping you. But I didn't know if you're aware, the Angel of November is Angel Advakiel, or also known as Angel Adnakiel, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this angel is the Angel of November, and the message I got this morning was, it is now a time of rebirth. You are asked to let go of all that no longer serves you. And this is a time of harmony and balance as well. It is a time to reflect upon the relationships that you have with others, focus on the people that are in your life, as well as the circumstances. Those relationships that do not serve your highest good will begin to fall away, making room for more balanced relationships. As well, it is a time of transformation and transmutation. Beloved, see yourself as the beautiful phoenix. Transmutes from the fiery ashes and arrives and rises above again. You will have the ability to reach your goals. This is an extremely important time for your soul's development. You are resonating at a higher frequency and receiving the divine guidance that is needed. Have patience, as the next steps of your journey will soon be revealed in the divine right timing. And know that all things are exactly as they should be. So please slow down a little bit, enjoy the life you're creating, and the time that you take to enjoy your life and your loved ones is time well spent. So this is a time of contemplation. this is a time where you're going to see that you're really not moving forward physically, and you're supposed to just think of that which you desire and have confidence that soon it will be moving ahead. You know, you'll be moving on your journey, and you're going to have clarity as well as foresight. So connect with the divine guidance within and welcome with open arms all that will happen for your greater good. And as you take this necessary break, you're going to find that you have the ability to face any challenge that is coming your way. So you're going to be able to move forward with optimism, and you're really going to feel empowered. You're going to be able to see the best course of action, and you'll also see everything is coming together. So please expect the best possible outcome. And you're going to see yourself ascending and connecting as well with your higher self from a new spiritual perspective. So as you communicate with your angels and your divine team, you are going to gain that wisdom that is needed to accomplish your goals. So just release any doubts. You know, you have everything that you need to pursue the life of your dreams. Let love guide the way. And, beloveds, you are on the path of manifestation. And we are beside you every step of the way. I am Archangel Edna Giel. So that was the message I got this morning when I woke up, Eileen.
Ah, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us. Magnificent. I'm putzing around here, actually still trying to get myself together a little bit. getting my notes actually from last week.
Okay. So, do we have callers on the line?
We do. Actually, we have a lot. Like I said, I was just trying to pull out my note list here so I can keep track of my callers as best as possible. And so if you're ready, we can go ahead and take callers. I'm still taking a few minutes.
Yeah, Eileen, I'm ready.
Get my call.
Sure.
But you always start, so we can take the first caller, and while you're reading them, I will get myself prepared and set up for them. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Distracted. I am so sorry. All right. My first caller is from the 856. 856, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us today?
I was wondering if you see me finding a job before January.
All right. Well, let's see what we have.
Hi, Laura. This is DC. The angels are saying, just please watch the anxiety that you're feeling. And I feel like, you know, you're really anxious. And they're saying, please know that worrying is never helpful. It never makes things better. They're asking that you put your energy into focusing on what you want and what you can control, and just let the angels take care of the rest, okay?
Yeah, I'm just worried about paying my bills and my rent and everything.
Okay, what I'm getting, hon, your finances are going to get better, okay? And you may receive some money from even unexpected places, okay?
Okay.
Can
you
really have to stand up behind. But you know what? The angels are helping you, okay? So you really got to trust that everything is going to happen in your divine right timing. Like I said, I see money coming, you know, your way, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm getting, you know, the angels are saying you need to understand, you know, sometimes, you know, like a job is better than, like, no job. And they're saying in reality there really is no job security, truly. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
But you always have the ability to find a job that is more suited for you. But you have to take that first step. Put it out there. Like, put that intention out there to the universe. And please, do not hold on to the worry, you know, or fear. Just hold that intention in. And like I said, the money's going to start coming in. So I don't know if you'll get the job before the money, but the money, I'm hearing you're going to get money from unexpected sources, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm getting is the angels are talking about, like, in harmony. What I'm getting is, like, there's a little bit of resistance on your part, okay? So it's time to really align with that which you are seeking, and that which is going to be for your greater good. Does that make sense?
Are they talking about metaphysical path, spiritual path? Is that what they're talking about?
I'm talking about if you want something in the physical, if you want a job, you've got to put the intention out there. You've got to visualize it and see it as it's already there. Start thinking. Say, thank you for this job. This is the perfect job, okay? Because I see money coming to you, okay? You have to be receptive, the angels are saying, and open-minded to, you know, these business opportunities that are coming your way. And I'm getting, you know, you might find this unexpected job, okay? I'm getting there's going to be material prosperity. And just allow your energy to be open and flowing, okay, hon? Everything is going to come to you in the, you know, in the divine right timing, as I said. I'm getting, like I said again, they're showing me like a surprise windfall of money, okay? This is a cycle that you're really going to be lucky in. And they're showing me like, you know, like your financial horizon, basically. It looks very, very promising. And they're saying, feel the wealth now. Open your arms to receiving. You can attract what you want very easily at this time, hon, okay?
Okay.
You've got to believe, though, hon. You've got to believe is what I'm getting, okay? And my dog, Ginger, she transitioned in July, and she's sort of showing me like Christmas. Like, open your, you know, like little kids just run and they open the presents. They know, you know, they don't say, I'm not worthy, you know. They love the presents. So she's showing me like a Christmas scene. And there's this little girl just running and open the presents. Don't think about it. Just accept the gifts as they're coming, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting sort of like you're blocking everything. You know, you're ready to experience abundance, but you sort of have like a roadblock up, okay? Just, you know, like change your mindset and just say, I'm open to, you know, all the abundance that wants to come my way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and Ginger's also saying, you know, things might not have been working, you know, the way you wanted so far, but you have to trust. And in the meantime, she's saying, please, Lord, just take care of yourself. And, you know, she sees angels all around you, hon, okay?
Okay.
But she's saying, you know, you probably need to take a little break. And what she's showing me is this doggy door, and she's, you know, she's pulling you through a doggy door. And she's saying, Laura, let's go, you know, let's go and take a little, you know, adventure. Let's roam around the neighborhood, okay? Because she's saying, once you get going and you get out there, like, a change of scenery is going to make a world of difference for you, hon.
Yeah.
So she's asking that you join her on this beautiful trip and just have a little bit of fun.
Just costs money. I don't
know. You know what, even if you just took, a ride somewhere to a park, you know, anywhere out, you know, to coffee with a friend, it really doesn't, just a change of scenery is all it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and just, you know, get out there and play. She's showing me, like, she's rolling around and playing. Just get outside and play. Okay? And it really won't take a lot of, you know, it won't take a lot of money, but you'll feel better when you come back home, okay? And I'm getting, you're going to be, like, getting, you know, a new job. You're going to be moving, beyond drama that's around you, okay? So make room in your life for that beautiful energy that's coming your way.
Okay.
And what I'm getting, Laura, there's karma, like, around you at this time, and it might not be your karma, okay? Sometimes, you know, we're around karma of our family. Sometimes, you know, people that we work with, sometimes it's people that we're trying to help, and it's their karma. But you've just got to be aware that, you know, this karma is leaving, okay? So visualize yourself in this beautiful, beautiful violet bubble, okay? And you're no longer going to attract that karma as well. That's what the angels are showing me, hon. Okay? So now I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon, and just please believe that you're worthy of all the, you know, all the abundance and the good luck that's coming your way.
Thanks, TC.
God bless, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And, Laura, what I have for you is not really about a job. It really has to do more about your family life. And basically it's just saying that, you know, lately your family life has been really important to you, and that, you know, your family means a lot. and that either way, well, how do I want to say this? Anyway, spending the time with your family has been really critical to actually you having a happy life. And especially those are the people that you call family. They might not be directly related to you, but there's a certain, you know, community of people that you're very attached to. And they really offer you the love and acceptance that you need in your life. And it's very important that you continue to make space for them because those really are end up being your primary relationships. And so they're the people that really give you that emotional current in your life and that will continue to help you evolve and thrive. The next thing I have for you is that what you want really, really can be for you opened up into your desires. As Cece says, you really have to imagine yourself in it. You have the ability for really a brilliant success, but you just really need to choose the right direction in which you're going and you know, just stick with it. But know that really that whole world is out there and can be yours. Be fearless about really choosing what you want for your next position because it really is meant to be a big accomplishment coming into your life. And so make sure that you really ask with sincerity what it is that you desire for a position rather than just getting a job. You know, getting what you want and working where you want has to be fulfilling in some ways. And so it really says that, you know, what I'm hearing is that you really need to take the time to seek out that position rather than just seeking out the next job because you'll allow you to be much more happy. So really plan your next steps with a really keen eye, moreover, on that long-term prospect, and have the patience to know that, you know, if you really do that and you take the steps to align that more good things will really come and you'll be a much more satisfied with the job that you get, the job that you have, and you will feel like you did a job well done by yourself, that you chose the direction that you're going into rather than just getting a job. And so that's the message that I have for you is to really spend more time being more focused about what it is that you desire to do rather than just getting a job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I've done that in the past, and nothing's ever come out of it. There's been opportunities that I've really wanted, and it hasn't worked out.
Well, you've got to put the energy, you know, a bright energy into it and a positive aspect that what you want will come to you in due time. If we really feel that we've already done the work and there's really no more to do, and then that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so, you know, it's just the simple fact that we have to keep doing until we make it happen. Time is not of the essence, it's just time. We've got to go through the time, take the time, and at some point what we need will line up for us if we really believe it's going to arrive. It's very hard, though. It's very hard. Getting bills paid that way is very difficult. I do understand that. But anyway, that is the message that I have for you today, and I hope that helps you. You're very welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Angel Antics. Bye-bye. All right. My next caller. Whoops. I got people dropping off. I hope I'm not losing them. My next caller is from the 914 area code. Didn't come in. There we go. 914, welcome to Angel Antics. Are you there?
Hi, yes. Hi, ladies. It's Kat. I was just listening. I thank you. It's a lovely show. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Who is this, Kat?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? How are things going?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank
good.
You. Good. Yeah.
Do you have a question for
yeah.
today?
Sure. There's this person I was talking to today. I don't know. He seems kind of interested in my work. I was wondering if you see him backing me, perhaps. It's kind of not his thing usually, but he seems like really interested. So I don't know if you do see that being a possibility.
All right. Well, let's, you know, consult the guides and the energy around it and see what we can come up with to see what we can do.
Hi, Kat. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
I'm getting, you know what, I'm getting a, hi, sweetheart. I'm getting a thumbs up. Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm getting that, I'm seeing like a lot of, you know, sort of like dollar bills just floating around that question. Okay, the angels are saying, Kat, money is going to flow, okay? And they're
wow.
saying, like, you know, yes, with men. And, you know, just keep focusing on, you know, being, you know, in an attitude. Or that
Hello,
you can stay
sorry?
In an attitude of, just try to stay in an attitude of gratitude, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and the angels are asking you as well, Kat, it's time to let go of any limiting beliefs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let go of that which doesn't serve your highest purpose anymore.
Okay.
Okay, and I am getting like this partner is going to change your financial, you know, status there. Okay?
Wow.
And what I'm being shown is like one gigantic star in the sky, and that's your lucky star. It's just for you, okay?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what the angels are showing me. And just please watch that, you know, watch your thoughts because your thoughts create your reality, okay? And whenever, like, something negative starts to come in, just, you know, start to, you know, to redirect it. If you feel like you're starting to say something negative, start your sentence again and say something positive. And make sure that you, you know, continually use positive affirmations, Kat, okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank
Ginger's
you.
Ginger's coming in, and she's showing me streamers and balloons and their champagne glasses. So she's telling me we're going to have a party.
Oh, that's
and you
awesome.
Invite everyone, Kat, okay? And she's asking you, hon, to be good to yourself, okay?
Okay.
And she's
yeah.
saying, promise me, Kat, that, you know, you care for so many and you're always worried about others' needs. Promise me that you're going to do something special just for you, hon, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you've gone through a lot, you know, throughout your life and everything. And, you know, everything you've gone through has made you stronger, hon, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
She's saying, Kat, you're stronger than you think, okay?
Thank you.
Saying Mother Mary is with you. She's showing me Jesus. She's showing the angels. She's saying, Kat, you can do anything that you put your mind to. Okay, and she's
beautiful.
Saying, you sort of feel like, you know, that you're maybe like a little bored or something. So what she's doing is she's sneaking in and grabbing you, and the two of you are going on this, you know, amazing journey. It's like the greatest. And she's saying, Kat, when you return, you're going to feel so much better.
So
Ginger's
so
like I said, she's accompanying you, and she wants you to come on a journey with her, hon. Okay? And what else am I getting here? Let me see. Okay. And I'm being shown Archangel Ariel is around you, you know, and she's showing me, Kat, that you have the ability to roar like a lion, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So she wants you to resonate with that
yeah.
energy.
Wow, okay.
I'm getting the letters J and B around you. I don't know if they mean anything to you, but if they don't, hold on to them, okay?
Okay.
But Archangel Ariel is coming in, and she's going to make sure you have that strength and courage that you need, you know, to fulfill, you know, everything that you've been working on for so long.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope that resonates with you, Kat.
Yes, definitely. I think I got what the initials are, too, already. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Okay. That's awesome. Awesome. So that's what I have. To listen to your gut is what Ginger's saying. Kat, listen to your gut, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank
for
you
Tylene.
So much. You see, I love you. Thank you. God bless.
I love you, too, hon.
Thank you.
All right, Kat. What I have for you today is that really you are a healer. And even though you don't recognize it sometimes, you're really conscious of it. You're actually providing a lot of healing for those people that are around you. And that's one of the reasons why people have a tendency to be actually attracted towards you. So, you know, it really just doesn't matter, you know, the different things that have happened in your past. Just know that here in your future that you have a lot to give others and, you know, a lot to move forward with and that you need to offer that. I also see that you are very connected with the divine and that you're very, very close, very, very close to those realms. And so just know that you have that negative ability for that deep communication, you know, also really receive messages, just, you know, like we were all on Skype. And you actually have the ability to do a lot of that work yourself. You just have to trust in yourself that you can and that you're meant to. And so, but the ability is all there. Because you really are connected to the divine. And like I said, a lot of times those connections of receiving messages, so on and so forth, actually start coming in greater and greater when you do healing work for others because it opens up the channel for to facilitate that. So, you know, I hope that makes sense because that's actually what really is going on. And so you just need to kind of pick yourself up and do that. As far as other things are going, it says really the wheels are turning and things are really moving in your direction. And there should really be some turn of good luck coming along. And that could maybe very well be that this gentleman will help provide, you know, for your work. And so, but just know that the wheel's been really turning in the right direction, and you just need to, you know, keep steady on pace, you know, just focus on what it is that you want to go for, and don't let anything, you know, stray you away from that. You know, once you get on the track of where you're going, you just stick with that and focus, focus, focus. And that's the message I have for you today, Kat.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You both are so wonderful. Thank you. God bless you. I love you both. That's so amazing.
We love you too, Kat. We love it when you call in. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you as well.
All right. The next caller I have is from the 830 area code. If I can make my computer screen scroll. And the buttons work. 830, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to? 830, are you there? Well, I'm going to put them back on hold. And my next caller is from the 269 area code. 269, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, who's this?
This is Deb.
Oh, hi, Deb. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm hanging in there.
Well, good, good. Do you have something that you'd like to ask this week?
Well, no, just a general reading. I just want to see. There's some things going on this week And I kind of need to know what direction and, you know.
Well, so you just want messages, see what you're expected to do, and see what, you know, work on that towards the outcome. We'll see how that is. DC?
Yes. Hi, Deb. This is DC.
Oh. Hi, DC.
Hi, hon. Okay. I want to ask you, have you been having some health issues lately?
Just stress, blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
about it. Try to stay positive and optimistic, okay? And, you know, just allow the angels to come in and help you. And I'm also getting, you know, you have to watch. Are you eating something you're not supposed to be eating, maybe?
I don't think so.
Drink too much coffee or something. Like, I'm getting your... But I'm getting there's something that you're either eating or drinking or something that you're overdoing, hon, okay? So try to pay a little bit more attention to your diet and everything, okay? And, you know, just call upon the angels. They'll come in if you ask them, and they'll really help you to, you know what you should eat and what you should drink and, you know, what you should do, and that's going to help you quite a bit, okay? And what I'm getting is sort of like your emotions are a little bit out of balance. I'm feeling like there's struggle with you. My heart feels like a little, like, uneasy. Is there, like, worry going on, doubt, okay? Because I feel like the feelings that are coming through are, like, they're not positive feelings, hon.
Oh, I know. I've been going through it this week.
Okay. Well, you know what? You have to start by, like, affirming that, you know, you're going to allow love to flow throughout your entire system, okay?
Yeah.
And this is going to help to get your whole body back into balance, because I feel like your whole entire body is completely out of balance, hon, okay?
I wouldn't doubt it.
So just keep reaffirming. Yeah, that you're going to allow love to flow through your entire system, hon. Okay, let's see what the angels are showing me here. Okay, just please, you know, let go of all of this stuff that, you know, doesn't serve you, hon, okay? And you know what? Sometimes we have to just give up control, Deb. Give it to God, because God is the one, you know, that's going to be able to, he already has the answer to your problems, okay? So
yeah.
Give it to the angels. They're going to carry it to God. And then you're open to all, you know, all the beautiful possibilities, the solutions, and it's no longer yours, okay?
All right.
So invite the angels and, you know, let it go to God, okay? And I'm going... Getting good, honey. You're going through like a lot of change presently as we're connecting, and this is going to lead to good things, and it's going to be positive, even if it isn't like at the moment. Okay.
Okay.
It will get positive. Okay.
All right.
Okay, and I'm just getting, you know, I'm thinking, you know, like you're thinking about health, you're thinking about finances. My head's like all over the place. Okay. And just know that the angels are with you, and just let them come in. Okay.
All right.
Just take care of yourself. The angels are asking, take care of yourself and, you know, take care of the things that you can. And everything is going to get better. Once you just try to relax, let go of the stress and stuff, you're going to see how things are going to fall into place, okay? And the angels are asking, hon, that you just surrender. Surrender your whole situation. Open up to the healing that's coming your way, okay? I'm getting there's going to be physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, okay? We have Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene coming in together, and I'm getting the word miracle, hon, okay?
All right.
So please, at this time, just accept this beautiful divine love, okay? Open your arms to, you know, to just receiving it,
okay?
And with this love, you know, receive this love and breathe it in, hon. Breathe this beautiful love in and share it with everyone around you, okay?
All right.
Okay, and my dog Ginger is coming through, and she's saying, you know what, Deb, just live in the moment, because the moment right now is all we have, okay?
All right.
Don't get too ahead of yourself, okay? Because she's saying, Deb, the moment you start getting ahead of yourself, that's when you sort of, like, spin out of control is what she's saying, okay?
All right.
So just go with the flow and let everything happen. Have you been noticing when you're outside, have you been seeing different things? I'm seeing like butterflies and, you know, different cloud formations. And what I'm getting is you're getting signs from heaven. Have you noticed any of those?
Yeah, I noticed clouds, you know. I can see things in the clouds, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is just to show you that heaven, like, heaven is there and supporting you and everything. Okay. Is there something coming up now, somebody's anniversary or birthday?
Birthday. My
birthday coming, because I'm getting.
Yeah,
okay,
but my grandpa,
I'm getting a.
Okay. Oh, wait, my grandson's.
Okay, because I'm getting you have a lot of heavenly support.
My grandson's birthday is at the end of the month.
Okay, well, that's okay. We're in the month. That's close enough, okay? I'm getting the letter C around you. I don't know if that means anything to you.
That's my grandson.
It's usually a
family.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I have for you, Deb. Please take care of yourself, okay? And instead of worrying, pray. Okay, just talk with God and the angels. They're always listening. They're always willing to help, okay? Ask for whatever help that you need and accept it when it's given, okay?
All righty, thank you.
Okay, God bless, hon. Thank you for calling us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, what I have to tell you is that it's time to do just all the right things for all the right reasons. Compare what's going on, you know, with traditional viewpoints versus the new approaches that people see things from, because people do see things differently now than how we used to look at the world. So, you know, you must adjust to the people that you're dealing with and, you know, also to what you're willing to accept within your own life. So, you know, just know that maybe sometimes being around a little bit more spiritually minded people, people that resonate and, you know, believe in things that you do are really where you're going to find your most support in these areas. But just know that you have the ability right now to really work out the success of this situation. And just know that you've got the freedom to go in the direction in which you need to go. And your journey will be what your journey is. But you
right.
really must follow passions when it really comes to yourself. It's really the only thing and the best thing that you can do. Because your talents really have to be able to shine to really be who you are and really be in your own essence.
Right.
Some of the other things I have to tell you is to really stay focused on what it is, you know, what your journey really, really is, and stay steadfast and true, and don't waver. You know, it's kind of like I told the other person, you know, once you get on track, stay on track.
Right.
Make sure you always, also speaking your own truth in this situation.
Right.
How did you communicate from your soul truth? From, you know, the deep of your heart, communicate and, you know, don't hesitate to share your reality, but do it from your heart. Don't do it from your head or your, you know, from anger or frustration. Just really, pour your heart out. And, you know, that really, really allows you to stand in your own honor and your own light, your own boundaries, within your own boundaries. Again, it really isn't time to be shy or hesitate or not, you know, not speak your mind or speak your words. Because in the end, if you do that, you are actually not communicating. And, you know, life is always better when you, you know, stay in communication and really everybody is on the same page and really can get a clear picture of what's really happening to them. Just know that you know, this is what you're expected to do. And hopefully you will receive this in good time with really open arms, and people really will accept your point of view. So don't close your eyes. You know, keep your eyes open, but keep your heart open. and allow, you know, allow things to shine, really shine down upon you like the sun shines down upon you. And that's the message that I have for you today, Deb.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I love your guys' show.
You're welcome. Aw. Well, thank you so much for calling in and keeping track of when we're on. I know we jump around a little bit, but we're just, you know, we both we do what we can.
I understand.
Well, anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, thanks for calling Angel Antics. All right. My next caller is from the 864 area code. 864, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello, my name is Catherine, and I was just calling for general reading. Hey.
Well, thanks for calling the show. And,
thank you.
So you just wanted a general reading then?
Yes.
Awesome. DC, what are you picking up on?
Yes. Hi, Catherine. This is DC. Thank you so very much for calling us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, hon. Okay, the first thing I'm getting, the angels are talking about your friendships, okay? And they're saying, Catherine, friendships work best when they're, you know, equal with giving and receiving. Is it possible that you have some relationships that are not in equal balance? And if they're not, they can be really draining and they can be really tiring, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, like, just check over your friendships, the people that you, you know, connect with. And I'm getting that some people that you're connected with are draining or they make you tired. The angels are saying it's time to think about these friendships because they're unhealthy. They're not balanced, and they could actually make you, like, really exhausted, hon, okay?
Okay.
So let go of any unbalanced relationships and make room for mutually giving ones, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are going to, you know, bring about relationships that are more balanced for you, and you're going to find friends that, you know, it's going to be equal, you know, with give and take and everything. And then the next thing I'm getting, you have a lot going on right now, hon. I'm seeing you running this way, you're running that way, and you really got to take time and just, you know, relax and take care of you, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting, you know, you're trying to do a little bit too much here, there, and everywhere. And the angels are saying just slow down a little bit, okay, and just concentrate on a few things at once. You're a beautiful person. You want to help everyone around you, but it's really important that you start with yourself, Catherine, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just I'm getting there maybe some, like, maybe like drama around you, a little bit of negativity, okay? So really be aware of that, and like I said, we want to, you know, move into more balanced relationships. And please watch what you're thinking, because the angels are saying, Catherine, your thoughts can shape, you know, it shapes your reality, okay? What you focus on is what manifests. So really be aware of that, okay?
Okay.
And it's sort of like you have this little genie in a bottle, and you're saying, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't have this, I don't have that. The genie is waiting to grant your every wish, hon. So be, like, just be mindful of what you're saying. Because it's like I said, you have this little genie standing next to you, and he wants to grant your every wish, okay?
Okay.
So the angels are putting you on a negativity diet. They're saying, Catherine, you know, if you find yourself saying something negative, stop, redirect it, and say something positive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, hon. I'm trying to see what else they have for you. Okay, let's see. Okay. There's a decision that you're having a problem with, because I'm getting like you're sort of like lost in the woods. You went down one path, but you should have maybe taken another path. There's like some kind of decision weighing on your mind.
Okay.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. So really, you know, just think about it, because I'm getting like there's like some conflict there.
Okay.
Okay. So you just have to, you know, you really have to be mindful and, like I said, think positive thoughts. And just the angels are saying, you know, please just, you know, let go of things that are not in your control, okay?
All right.
Just surrender this situation to the angels. They're going to bring it to God, and you're going to be surprised how much peace that you're going to have on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
okay? And, you know, as we're connecting, the angels want you to ask, you know, for that which is of your highest good for yourself and everyone involved. And just be willing to, like I said, you know, release the situation, give it to the angels, and you're going to see how everything is going to, like I said, move ahead, okay?
Okay.
What I'm getting with this situation specifically, you're not the one that's meant to control it. And the angels are showing me they're taking something out of your hands, so it's out of your hands, okay?
Okay.
And when you step back, on, you're not, like, right in the mix of it. You can see, like, the bigger picture, okay?
All right.
So just know, like I said, you know, God is in charge. Surrender and trust. Everything is, you know, working out. Everything is shifting. And the angels are saying, Catherine, this is going to be better than you could have ever asked or ever hoped for.
Wow.
Excuse me. So surrender this situation to a higher power, hon. Okay?
I will.
Okay. And I'm getting just, you know, you have this beautiful passion that's wanting to be released. You've got to really connect with your passion, hon, okay?
Okay.
And don't be afraid. Just be true to who you are, is what the angels are telling me.
Okay.
Okay. Have you lost someone recently that you've been crying over?
I had a cousin that I lost maybe in May.
Okay, because I'm seeing, like, tears and everything, and healing is coming, okay?
Okay.
And you're sad that your cousin is right by your side, hon, okay?
Wow.
So please release those emotions and, you know, let them out. Because when we release the emotions and we, you know, allow ourselves to cry, and it takes a strong person to cry, it's very cleansing, okay?
Okay.
And even though you don't have your cousin, like, in the physical, they're still as alive as they were, but they're in a spiritual form, okay?
Okay.
And they're always with you, so you can talk to them just like you did, okay?
Okay.
And you have all the beautiful memories, you know, is what I'm getting, okay?
All right.
And, you know, during your dream state, you can connect, hon, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped you a little bit.
Yeah.
God bless, hon. Well, hold on. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. What I have for you, Catherine, is that there's going to be actually some news. You're going to get some news here real soon. And it's going to be something, you know, that you're going to really want to celebrate. It's going to be something very positive, maybe like a baby announcement or some friends coming into town to see you, maybe someone you haven't seen for a long, long time. Something to that effect, maybe even possible a wedding. But I really feel it's more over somebody's coming into town that you're very excited to see. So just, you know, plan the next steps with this person and enjoy the time that they're here. But you will have to have patience because they're going to be very busy. And so trying to fit in to see you is going to be a little bit difficult because there's going to be a lot of demands. So just, you know, try to make yourself fit in. And just, you know, go along with the flow and where they, you know, just if there's a house party or whatever, just go ahead and go. It's all right. You're, you know, even though you might not know the people having the party that well, you really are meant to be there because it's just kind of more of a celebration of life. And so that's what I see coming up for you. I also see that you've had some plans in your mind for a while now, and you really should move forward on them and go ahead and put them into your long-term plans. But, you know, because good things are really meant to come to you, but you have to do the work and you have to do the job. It'll be very satisfying, and it'll be a job well done, but you do have to put in the effort to take care of that. And there'll be some, actually, as you do that, there'll be information that will be coming to you that will really help you move forward in those things. Sometimes it might be a little difficult to hear because we're not taking care of things quite the way others think we should, but this person is really going to tell you this information to help draw you forward into, you know, really the next stage. And they're really speaking the truth and the kindness. So go ahead and accept that. and try to put those changes forth. And just really zone in on what it is that you want to do, because it is really meant to. Make sure that you keep that the communication open, to make sure that you don't model things so they don't get muddled, and make sure that you don't let anything from the past come in and cause any problems. Just allow yourself to wipe the slate clean, as they say, because that's going to give you a broader stream in which to flow through. And which is really, you know, the next thing I see is really flowing along and falling into place because it's right where you're meant to be. So really time to let go of some things that aren't serving you, because all is really unfolding, but you must go with the flow in order to allow it to unfold. If you push against the river and swim against the stream, it's going to be much harder going. So let go of what those things in the past that aren't serving you, and go with the flow and follow the stream and allow that stream to carry the energies forward for you. And that's the message that I have for you today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Catherine. Thank you for calling Angel Antics. All right. Now, my next caller, let's see if they're still there, is from the 111, well, they're probably Skype or something like that. Hi, welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking with?
Charlotte? Correct.
All right. Thanks for calling Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us today?
Yeah. Am I with the right publishing company for my novel?
All right. Let's see what your message is meant to be.
Okay. Hi, Charlotte. This is DC.
Hello.
Okay, you were breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, I was just wondering if I'm with the right publishing company.
Okay, the right publishing company is Crackle on the line. Okay, and hold on. That's what I thought you said, but I wasn't sure. I'm getting like clouds of doubt. Like I see clouds over your head. So I'm not getting a yes on. I'm leaning more towards no. Okay, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay. And if you're wanting something new, put your desires and your intentions out to the universe. Okay?
Okay.
If you're desiring the perfect, you know, publishing company, it's going to connect with you. You're going to connect with it. But just see it as if it's already here. Because you're going to get exciting news this month. But you have to keep your eyes open, okay?
Okay.
That's going to be the thing. Please just keep your eyes open, and you are going to connect with that right publishing company.
Okay.
And I am getting, like, the month of November, hon.
All right.
Okay, so just like you said. And I'm getting, you know, just please relax a little bit and, you know, let go of some of that stress, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that, you know, you have to realize that we're all connected and we're all part of this beautiful, bigger picture. So you're part of, you know, the powerful, unlimited source of energy that's the universe, okay? And no matter the question or whatever, we're always connected and just always come from a place of love. And I'm getting, you know, it is coming your way, hon. You can't, you know, just don't get like, I feel like I'm floating away. So you need to stay a little bit more grounded. And just, like, focus, okay?
Okay.
Everything is improving, okay? All the hard times that you had, you know, they're just, like, they're fading away. And I'm getting that, you know, you're going to hear from that publishing company, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and the other messages that I have, the angels are coming in, and they're just saying to you that you're going to have these beautiful epiphanies your dreams, you know, your goals, everything that you've been dreaming of, they're all becoming your reality, hon, okay? In the meantime, please take care of you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I have a lot of motion around you. Are you thinking of either going on a vacation, traveling, or relocating? Because this is like quick, rapid energy.
Yes, I'm actually traveling through work, so.
Okay, well, that's cool. Okay. Okay, and my dog, Ginger, she transitioned in July, and she's really excited about your new position, and she's making my favorite cake for you, angel food cake, okay? So she's saying just, you know, let everything, you know, let the angels take everything else, and she's inviting you to have a piece of cake with her, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and she's saying that you can, you know, you can be who you want to be, you can do what you want to do, and just, you know, just relax, you know, make a plan, go for it. And, you know, just make sure that you recognize what you've done all along the way, hon, okay? And really give yourself that pat on the back that you truly deserve.
Okay.
Okay, hon, and that's my messages for you. I hope, you know, that you've resonated with them. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Charlotte, what I have for you is that right now it really is the time to use logic and structure to really make your decisions because that's really going to be the most success. So just kind of weigh it with logic. Don't let your emotions get involved. Maybe even, you know, lay out the pros and cons about this firm that you've gone with this publishing company. And just know that you have to be the leader in this position because it's your novel. And so it really being the leader lands with you, not the publishing company. And so kind of, you know, do a little bit of your own research and get your ducks in a row because that's really is, you know, if you're going to continue to be a novelist, this is your true purpose. And so you need to know that as you begin this adventure of publishing your works, that it has to be on your terms. And so just know that if the terms aren't working for you or the timelines aren't you know, meeting your expectations, then you need to talk with them or, you know, like you said, make changes. I do see, you know, the next thing I have is that positive changes are on their way. So just know that, you know, that there is going to be a relief to this trouble that you're seeing or, you know, this discontent that you're not seeing. And when DC was talking and she was saying about, what did she say? Anyway, I got walking it. I got that you need to walk out in nature. You need to come into balance. You're not being balanced. I think she said grounded. And what I got really was balance, that you're kind of weeble wobble, you're out of balance. And the way to bring yourself back into balance is to really get out in nature, go out and breathe in that beautiful fresh air, take in some deep breaths, and really blow out, you know, any toxins from the oxygen that we get. You know, it comes into our body and then it oxygenizes and we've got to release that. And because it can become toxic if we don't. So, you know, getting out and, you know, really breathing, maybe going for a walk where you're going to breathe a little deeper in the fresh air. Get out and ground yourself and find yourself in better balance. And that'll help you to really stand firm in your decisions and really embrace yourself in what you need to do to move forward. And that's the message I have for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I haven't been. It's cold. I'm in Alaska, so it's pretty cold. So I don't really go outside not much anymore. But
yeah,
I can
do. Well, right now it's what you need to do to find your center, focus, and balance. And part of doing that actually brings us to where we can, you know, really find our own answers. And so that's what I have.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Angel Antics. Yay. Well, I am. I'm here at home, and I have been working on some floors. My wonderful, wonderful son, and my beautiful, beautiful, and wonderful daughter, Erin and Rachel, have been helping me with my floors. And my son had applied for a job, and he just stepped into my room and told me, "Yay, he got the job!" I have to say that.
Congratulations, Erin! Congratulations
to the world. My gratitude for my son getting the job that he was seeking to have, he's been studying for, he's done the schoolwork for, he's very, very, you know, he's done the work for this position, and yeah, anyway, so. Okay, everybody got to share in my personal gratitude. All right. Anyway, we have more callers, and our next caller is from the, let's see, I'm jumping around here, is from the 914. We had one from 914 earlier, but this is the second one from that same area code.
Very cool.
914, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to? Uh-oh, you got it. Welcome. Are you on speakerphone, caller? Are you? If you're on speakerphone, can you please take it off speakerphone?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
This is Nikki.
Peggy? Well, welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us today?
When will things start getting better for me?
All right.
In what respect?
Is this Nikki?
With money and getting my own place, being able to afford my own place.
Okay. So for this is the question I have. Angels are asking you, hon, what are you doing, you know, with your current circumstances? Are you doing anything to help make things better?
Unfortunately, I haven't had time to do it, but I've wanted to be able to, like, do a second job or even try to see if I could find another job from home, working from home.
Okay. Well, I'm getting the angels are saying, hon, trust your intuition and, you know, that gut feeling. Go with that feeling that you have within, okay?
Yes.
Yes, trust what you're receiving is what I'm getting, okay? And just, you know, like, really, really, you know, focus on one thing, one important decision, and then you're going to be able to, like, proceed ahead. And make sure that you're not listening to other people, you know, because you're going to get people, you know, with their opinions and different things. And the angels are saying you have to really listen to what's inside of you, hon, okay? Your intuition is sort of like your compass, okay? But I am getting that good news is coming your way.
Okay.
And this is a really good time for you to manifest, so really, you know, put that to work. Say positive affirmations, you know, have an attitude of gratitude every day that you wake up. The first thing, you know, you could write it down or just say aloud a couple things you're grateful for, okay?
Right.
And know that your energy is open. It's flowing. It's flowing through every like, area of your life is what the angels are showing me. What I'm seeing is just, like, you know, it's a beautiful flow. So just know that, you know, everything's going to be fine. But I do have an angel coming in and just making you aware that you always get what you create. And, you know, by the same token, they're always creating, okay? So make sure that you know, that you're aware of what you're saying and, you know, what you're feeling and what you're putting out to the universe, okay?
Right.
Okay, because that's really, really important, hon. You already, you know, the angels are saying, hon, you already have the answers within you. Just go within and trust what you already know, okay? And just put your energy, like, into one, you know, one thing or so, and, you know, let go of excess, because, you know, if we try to do 10 things at one time, we're not going to get any of them right, okay? But if we do, like, one thing, two things, then you're going to see things fall into place, okay?
Right.
And just what I'm getting is, you know, are you sort of like a perfectionist?
Not really. I just kind of get frustrated because I live with my mother, and she just kind of keeps touching my stuff and my son's stuff, and it's just aggravating.
Okay.
And I'm just getting, you know, like, don't procrastinate either in the same respect, okay?
Yes,
I feel like, you know, when you said you really didn't do anything yet, you're putting things on hold and stuff, and that's not good either. Start with one thing and, you know, take little baby steps, and you're going to get, you know, you're going to get to where you want to be, okay?
Yes.
Mm. But look, you know, like, you know, look that fear, like, straight in the eye, and, you know, then you're going to be able to move ahead, okay? And my dog Ginger is pulling you by the leg, and she's taking you like she took me this morning. She's taking you on the Good Ship Lollipop is what she's showing me, and you're going to have a good time. You need to get out, and you need to have a good time, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless, and good luck, hon.
Okay, thank you.
All right. What I have to tell you is that you really need to be really grateful for the things that you really have and start celebrating those things. Have really deep feelings about the peace and happiness that you already have in your life and the contentment that you have for the things that you've been gifted so far. And as you do that, it changes the energy vibration around you, around your house, around your work, just around your whole atmosphere. And by doing that, we end up actually attracting more good things to us because like attracts like. And so if you're in the energy vibration of always waiting for something to show up, the universe is going to deliver exactly that. They are going to deliver waiting because that's the action that you're showing them. So gratitude for what you have. I have wonderful things. I have a wonderful life. It's a wonderful sun that's warming me today. Whatever you can, you know, muster, a warm shower in the morning, a good night's sleep. Be grateful for everything. And that's going to align more things in your personal life that will allow you to feel more content within yourself. And just know that as you do that and be grateful for that, you also have to create for yourself. And so the other thing I'm seeing is that you can do anything that you really take charge of and want to do. You can manifest what it is that you want for your future. You just have to take the steps to do it. Things do not simply arrive. We have to create them. And so by doing more and more, hopefully we start, by doing more and more of what we want to do, what we want to attract into our lives, hopefully we start doing less and less of what isn't making us happy and isn't serving us. Sometimes it's done in leaps and bounds, and sometimes it is done in baby steps. So just see what steps are open to you that you can make. Embrace that. Embrace your purpose. Embrace those things. Because I do really see new beginnings opening up for you. But you've got to trust yourself. And just know that you have the freedom to open up. You have the freedom to deliver these things to yourself. And again, though, you have to stay in balance. So, you know, I also suggest to you, I've got this feeling that you're not taking a little time out to catch your breath. So get out in the sunshine if it's on your lunch hour at the park, out for a short walk, anywhere that you can. If you actually could find a labyrinth, I'm seeing a labyrinth. And so if you actually could find a labyrinth and take the time to quietly walk into the labyrinth, ask your questions, hold that for a moment there in the labyrinth, and then walk back out of the labyrinth. And you'll find when you come out, you will have answers to your own questions. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I hope it helps you. Thanks for calling, Peggy, and I hope you call back into Angel Antics again soon. All right, my next caller is from the 928 area code. 928. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Your phone's a little bit staticky.
Yeah, I'm in the store right now. I came in, so.
Oh,
my daughter's standing next to me, so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Is it all right to go ahead and give me a reading of the where you're at?
Yeah, I have an earpiece in. Nobody else can hear me, but.
Oh, all right. Okay. And do you have a pleasure for it, or do you just want a general reading?
Just a general reading, fine. My daughter wanted to know if we were in the right. She's like, are we in the right place? Because we moved across the country. I'm embarrassing her because I'm talking on the phone.
Oh, well, tell her we can't see her anyway. It's all right. We just said light and love.
They won't know you, Shirley. They won't know who you are.
Tell us, you don't know who we are. We're really loving people, so we just send love.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, of course, of course. DC, what do you have for her?
Okay, Eileen, I couldn't catch her name. It's a little crackly on my end, so I couldn't.
It's Linda.
It's
Linda. Okay,
her
Linda,
name is Linda.
You are in the right. Yes, Linda, hi. This is DC. I'm getting yes. When you said I am in the right place, I'm getting yes, okay? I'm getting that,
okay.
You know, the decision that you made, I'm seeing happiness all around you. There's positive energy. All your desires are coming in now. Follow your heart, hon, and do what you believe is right. And keep affirming daily that everything always turns out perfectly in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what the angels are showing me. So be confident in your decisions, hon, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like the stuff that you've been going through, they're going to pay off, okay? And just
that's
know
awesome.
That the angels are saying your life is going to get better and better, hon, okay?
That would be really cool.
This is going to be a really exciting time for you, hon, okay? I see a significant man. I don't know if there's someone, like, might be someone that's going to help you, okay? But please let go of the stress, okay? Because what I'm getting is you're breathing, like, your breathing is too shallow. Take a couple moments here and there out of the day and just, you know, really consciously breathe, okay? And when you do, you're going to see the tension just melt away like butter, okay? So
okay.
Let that stress go, you know, from where it came. You don't need that kind of stress, okay? Are you getting enough of fresh air, Linda?
I've been taking my kids out and going places, like going around the lake and going to the zoo, different things like that. So hopefully that helps.
Well, then you're not breathing like deep enough. You're not breathing deep enough. So consciously, you know, a couple times a day, connect with your breathing. I have someone in spirit that is like around you. They're watching over you, okay? And they're saying, Linda, I'm listening, okay?
My grandmother just passed, so I don't know
okay.
if it's her or not. But.
Yeah, she's with you, and she's letting you know that she's listening, okay? You talk to her?
I do talk to her, but she died in July, so I don't know.
Well, she hears you, hon, okay? And just, you know, just know that she's around you, okay? And she's telling me that sometimes you feel like no one understands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, I understand, and you can talk to me. Okay, talk to me, talk to God, talk to the angels, okay?
Right.
And, Linda, what I'm getting is, you know, just surrender, like, everything that you've been holding on to. Everything is going to happen in divine right timing. But you're holding on tightly that you're sort of like cutting off the supply is what I'm getting. So it's like if you had somebody's arm, you know, a little child's hand, and you're just like squeezing it so hard, cutting off the circulation. Let go of, you know, all that you're holding on so tightly to, because heaven is really, you know, supporting you. The angels are with you. Everything is going to turn out well. Okay?
Okay.
And I have my dog.
my dog Ginger is coming in. She transitioned in July, and what she's doing is she's taking off her leash, and she wants you to take off yours, and she wants you to just really dance with her, have a little bit of fun, okay? And really feel what it feels like to just, like, enjoy, you know, to enjoy the present moment, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. And I'm getting that you've been praying about your family, and, you know, please don't worry, okay? That God, you know, God knows what you need, hon, okay?
Well, I have older kids that are trying to find mates right now, and it's stressful.
Okay.
I'm praying that they can find them. The right people.
Okay, so instead of, like, worrying all about that, just trust in God and trust in, like, the angels that are around you, and all of your worries and cares are being taken care of, hon, okay?
All right, well, thank you.
Yep.
That's good.
Linda,
to
I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon.
Okay, thank you.
All right. It's so funny when DC was saying that Ginger was saying you should get out and dance. I was also getting that you need to dance in spirit, and you just need to unfurl your wings and fly. Cast aside anything that has been restricting you lately, and just really tune into your own rhythm, the rhythm of life, the rhythm of your own laughter. Explore something. Go beyond what is different from your usual behavior, because life gets really messy. It gets really chaotic, and sometimes it's just time to leave the dishes and go out and run out the sprinklers, all right? And so that's what it's saying, you know, just I have to agree with Ginger because, you know, she told you to dance, and it really is. It's just getting out and shaking it up a little bit, choosing really life on your own terms, really. And so, you know, move beyond that point and outgrow any stigma you think you have about having to be restricted or, you know, not being allowed to have too much fun. There is no thing as too much fun. You know, other people's opinions really don't matter. It really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks to me. And you really need to shake it up and say that and live that, okay? Because that's a big thing that I'm hearing for you is that you really need to step out of that comfort zone and really answer that call, that call of your own wildness. You know, it's about being free in yourself and expanding your own limitations. If you don't expand your limitations and your boundaries, you're never going to grow. We are not on this lifetime to do the same thing day in, day out, be a good mom, be the good representative, blah, blah, blah. No, we are here to learn and to expand and to grow. And if we don't shake it up a little bit and do that, then you know, your time here is good, but it's not what you were put here to do. You're really meant to really expand those limitations and boundaries and see how far you can push outside of it, and see how, you know, a lot of those limitations are self-imposed. They're not what other people do. They're what you're imposing on yourself. So you need to release that. Like, go trip for something. Take a class that you wouldn't normally take, like one of those, you know, wine and painting classes or something silly. Right? You know, just really, you know, feel for yourself and know that that's really what you're meant to do. Just know that this is really a surging energy. It's about activity and movement, and it really is a great time for you to feel the bounty of the universe. Okay, it's not just the bounty of the earth, it's the bounty of the universe. And so just get out and really feel that. Feel the rhythms of the cycles of the moon, the sun, the stars, this last weekend we had a new moon. You know, we shift into the full moon on the 12th. You know, get out and celebrate each one of these changes. If those are changes in your life, they actually, our bodies are made of water, and these changes with the moon pull and push on the waters all around the earth. They also pull and push on the waters within our bodies. Get out and experience them and feel the fullness
of what they're meant to be, the ebb and flow of life, and really get out there and enjoy yourself. Because plans are going to really work out perfectly. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
All right, well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I felt that already, so, and I have been trying to implement it more and more, so.
Uh-huh. Well, good, good. That's wonderful. And that's, you know, just keep continuing to do that, and you will find a more fullness of your own life by doing that. And that's the message I have.
Okay.
So thanks for calling, Angel, and thanks. Call back soon, all right, Peggy?
Okay, thank you.
So it wasn't Peggy. Sorry, it was Linda. I apologize, Linda.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. And that actually, let's see. Actually, I have one more. We have 3 minutes to give a quick message to this person. 216, can we give you just a quick message tonight?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Sharon. I just want to see if Darren? You can pick it up for me. Yeah, Sharon. Sorry about that.
Oh, Sharon. All right. Yeah, we can give you a real quick. We're almost to the end of the show, but I just figured I'd go ahead and grab
Sorry.
It. There's only a few minutes left. DC, what do you have for Sharon?
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon. Hi. This is
coming
DC.
For me. Hi.
All that, you need is within you, and just have faith and trust and believe in yourself. You're at a time right now where you're able to manifest anything you need, and you're going to find, like, true fulfillment. I'm hearing success. I don't know if you journal. Please journal, okay?
Okay.
I see you manifesting all your dreams. I sort of see you, you know, like, speaking to others. I don't know if, you know, speaking or, you know, standing in front of a podium is something you think of. I'm getting divine timing is coming, and it's different than your time. I see a grandfather in spirit, and he's saying that, you know, he's always with you, okay, and you can always connect with him. And just please believe in yourself and, you know, give yourself that love and respect that you truly deserve. And you have Archangel Michael with you, and he's saying, hon, you're truly protected at all times. Eileen, I'm going to turn her over to you, hon.
All righty. What I'm seeing is that you really need to take some time with yourself, some time with your own spirit, and, you know, cleanse and purify yourself, get rid of the clutter around your house, let go of any objects that aren't serving you, including relationships, and purify yourself. Go within and take some time to meditate. And really talk and pray to the Creator, your guardian angels, your guides, family that's gone before you. It's really time to reconnect with yourself and those wonderful energies that are flowing around you. Also, you need to take a little time to dance and flaunt your stuff around, get out and laugh and explore the world, and, you know, go beyond your predictable behavior. As you do this, it's actually going to get you out of a rut that you've kind of been in lately. And it also is actually going to bring great healing to other people. By bringing this energy forward, it brings healing to others. When you laugh and you make others laugh, then that joyous laughter is a healing energy. And so you need
okay.
to get out, have some fun, and you know, think of it as giving to others by bringing joyousness to, say, you know, just a little get-together, invite some girlfriends out and, you know, go dancing, you know, do whatever it is, go play bingo, whatever it is that you can do. If you don't, you know, go play bingo, you can do by yourself. You don't have to have a group of friends to go. There's people there that will always, always visit with you. And so either way, you need to get out and have a little fun and just enjoy some people's relationships. That is actually going to bring you quite a bit of healing in itself. And that's the message
Thank
I have
you.
For you tonight.
You
All
both
right.
Of you.
Well,
thanks for taking me the last
you're
call.
You're very welcome, Sharon.
Have a nice
God bless, Sharon.
You
have
a good night.
Thank you, DC. Great messages. Thanks.
You're welcome.
As usual.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
bye-bye. All right, I want to thank everybody for coming and listening to Angel Antics, and I want to tell you all, I love you. Thanks for being with us. I love you, DC.
I love you, Twisted Sister.
Oh yeah. And this is a twisted night. Now I'm back to going back to work on the floor and getting that done and celebrating a little bit my son's joyous news. I am so thrilled and happy for him.
Definitely.
It is really aligning with where he needs to be.
Tell him the feathers are flying, the angels are dancing with joy, they're happy that he got the job, and they all send their love and they're congratulating him.
All right, I will tell him that. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming to Angel Antics. We'll see you again next week sometime. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Love you. Bye.